Hello, and welcome to the Italian Train Tell weekly podcast for the week commencing the 11th of December, 2023. In InfoSec news this week, a law enforcement operation is rumoured to be behind an outage affecting the Alf5, also known as Black Cat's ransomware gang's website, earlier this week. The Black Cat negotiation and data leak site suddenly became unavailable earlier in the week and continue to remain down at time of recording. The outlet Bleeping Computer has also confirmed that unique Tor negotiation URLs shared with victims in ransom notes are also down, indicating a disruption to the ransomware gang's public-facing infrastructure and a halt to ongoing negotiations. However, many are suspecting that the ransomware gang may have suffered potential law enforcement action after their recent activities, which has also been hinted at by others. Quote, hearing wild and strong rumours that Alf5/Blackcat has been paid a visit by the FBI. Cybersecurity firm RedSense Intel has also apparently confirmed that these servers were shut down due to law enforcement action. Quote, today RedSense can confirm that the Black Cat ransomware gang site has been taken down by law enforcement. The outlet Bleeping Computer has not been able to independently confirm whether the FBI was behind the breach into the servers, and they declined to comment when asked about the outages. However, similar disruptions have been seen in the past due to law enforcement operations. For example, when the FBI breached the Reval Group servers, they obtained the decryption keys for the victims of the Kaseya ransomware attack. Similarly, the FBI hacked the Hive Group's infrastructure, secretly obtaining decryption keys and disseminating them to victims. The Black Cat ransomware operation is believed to be a rebrand of the DarkSide Gang, the operation which was launched back in 2020 and quietly rose to prominence over the next year. However, after the Colonial Pipeline attack, the gang faced intense scrutiny from the US government and international law enforcement, ultimately leading to the seizure of their infrastructure and the operation shutting down. Only a few months later, the gang returned, this time under the name Black Matter. However, the managers of this operation claimed in an interview that they were affiliates of the DarkSide operation and not the original management. Only a short 4 months later, Black Matter shut down its operation, claiming to be under pressure from law enforcement once again. And in February last year, the gang returned again, this time under the name Alf5, also known as Black Cat, due to an image used on their negotiation sites. While this rebrand started out like most ransomware gangs, targeting companies in extortion attacks worldwide, they have expanded their operations by partnering with English-speaking affiliates and targeting critical infrastructure, such as hospitals and water suppliers. Due to this, it was only a matter of time until they again felt the scrutiny of law enforcement, whether it be this disruption or a future one. Researchers from the cybersecurity firm SafeBreach have apparently devised a set of process injection techniques which they have dubbed Pool Party, which allows the bypass of several EDR solutions. They presented these techniques at Black Hat Europe 2023. The experts relied on the less explored Windows thread pools in order to discover this novel attack vector for process injection, with the researchers discovering 8 new process injection techniques which allow them to trigger malicious execution as a result of a legitimate operation. Quote, these techniques are capable of working across all processes without limitations, making them more flexible than existing process injection techniques. And more importantly, the techniques were proven to be fully undetectable when tested against 5 leading EDR solutions, according to the analysis published by these researchers. The process injection technique consists of a chain of 3 primitives, for allocating memory on the target process, for writing malicious code to the allocated memory, and for executing the malicious code written. SafeBreach apparently achieved a 100% success rate in bypassing the major EDR solutions Palo Alto Cortex, SentinelOne EDR, CrowdStrike Falcon, Microsoft Defender for Endpoint, and Cyber Reason EDR. Quote, though modern EDRs have evolved to detect known process injection techniques, our research has proven it's still possible to develop novel techniques which are undetectable and have the potential to make devastating impacts. Sophisticated threat actors will continue to explore new and innovative methods for process injection, and security tool vendors and practitioners must be proactive in their defense against them. And the notorious North Korean hacking group known as Lazarus continues to exploit CVE-2021-44228, also known as Log4Shell, this time to deploy 3 previously unseen malware families written in D-Lang. These new malware strains are 2 remote access trojans, or RATs, named 9RAT and DLRAT, and a malware downloader named BottomLoader. The D programming language is very rarely seen in cybercrime operations, so Lazarus probably chose it for new malware development in order to evade detection. This campaign, which Cisco Talos researchers have codenamed Operation Blacksmith, started around March this year and targets manufacturing, agricultural, and physical security companies worldwide. Operation Blacksmith represents a notable shift in tactics and tools used by Lazarus, serving as yet another demonstration of the threat group's ever-shifting tactics. The first malware, Nine Rat, is Lazarus's first of the two novel rats. It uses the Telegram API for command and control communication, including receiving commands and exfiltrating files from the breached computer. The second malware, DL Rat, is a Trojan and downloader which Lazarus can use to introduce additional payloads onto an affected system. Finally, Cisco's analysts discovered Bottom Loader, a malware downloader which fetches and executes payload from a hard-coded URL using PowerShell while also establishing persistence by modifying the startup directory. The attacks observed by Cisco involved leveraging Log4Shell, a critical remote execution flaw in Log4j, which was discovered and fixed approximately 2 years ago, but remains a security problem. The targets are publicly facing VMware Horizon servers, which use a vulnerable version of the Log4j logging library, allowing attackers to perform remote code execution. Following the compromise, Lazarus reportedly sets up a proxy tool for persistent access onto the breached server, running reconnaissance commands, creating new admin accounts, and deploying credential-stealing tools such as ProcDump and Mimikatz. The second phase of the attack involves Lazarus deploying the Nine Rat on the system, with Cisco concluding that it's possible that Lazarus feeds other APTs, or Advanced Persistent Threat Groups, under its umbrella with data collected by Nine Rat. This assumption is based on the fact that Nine Rat performs system re-fingerprinting in some cases, implying that it could be performing system IDing and data collection for multiple actors. Thank you very much for listening to the Italian Threat Intel Weekly Podcast. Please do not hesitate to contact us should you wish to discuss any of the items outlined here. And thank you very much for listening.